Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry wrap on this Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Let's delve right into the key stories. Our first narrative today highlights the impressive strides women have made in Australia's fiscal landscape. A study by JB Were and Core Data reveals high net worth women are breaking away from traditional low risk strategies to adopt aggressive investment approaches. This financial power surge among women significantly outpaces that of men, as CEO Maria Lycouris of JBWere Australia points out. However, a disparity in the financial industry persists, calling for more gender equity among advisors, emphasizing the significance of inclusive financial advising environments. Meanwhile, lurking in the shadows of this wealth accumulation trend, Australian households are grappling with mounting financial pressure. A distressing report from Fitch Ratings shows mortgage arrears have soared to levels previously unseen since the onset of the pandemic. The critical drivers behind this escalation are interest rate hikes, persistent inflation, and falling real disposable income, pushing 1 in 20 mortgage rate holders into negative cash flow. But rest assured, dear listeners, a silver lining exists. Fitch Ratings underscores homeowners' substantial equity poised to shield against asset-backed losses. Transitioning to the world of superannuation, Mizen Wealth Management in Sydney has engineered a groundbreaking financial solution, the Al Mustaqbal Islamic SMSF. Designed with the principles of Islamic law, this fund strikes a chord with Australian Muslims. It allows co-investment by up to 6 people, flexible borrowing, and various tax benefits. The medical sector is showing considerable interest, and it is anticipated to attract skilled migrants and family groups wishing to collectively invest in property. Finally, we turn our attention to the legal realm. The federal court sided with Auto & General in a case versus ASIC concerning policyholders' requirement to inform about significant coverage alterations. This win enables insurers to effectively manage risk without being overwhelmed by minor details. Whilst reiterating its cooperation with ASIC, Auto & General welcomed the decision, which further confirms the importance of transparency for consumers. And that brings our financial wrap to a close for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. This has been Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, keeping you abreast of the latest industry narratives for wise fiscal decision-making. You can find out more on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, keep an eye on your money.